Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Today, y'all.
Oh, Cash Doll sent folks in a frenzy with her latest tweet, and Gemma Whelan is keeping it real about the racy sex scenes in Game of Thrones. We'll explain.
Now, Chewy and Sherry are out today, but we've got entertainment journalist and TV host Tana Thomason hanging with us, and from Foxhole's Cocktails with Queens, Miss Lisa Ray McCoy.
Hello, hello. What's going on out there? Hey.
What's up?
What up, folks?
Sister.
Well, before we get to this show, we got to send a big shout-out to the Atlanta Braves for winning the World Series for the first time since 1995. What an astonishing 7-0 win over the Houston Astros. It was a stunning sunning that sealed the best out of seven championship 4-2, man. How y'all feel about it?
Yo, I was so happy. I felt like I was there, and I was just watching it on my TV screen. I was jumping around because it's been since 1995. That's a long time.
And with Atlanta teams, you can never, like, look at the score and be like, oh, it's 5-0. I'm going to go to sleep. And, you know, because, like, you remember that Super Bowl when the Falcons was up? And, like, yo, and things went super south. So I had to ride that whole thing out and make sure nothing happened in the last inning. So big ups to the Braves, yo.
Well, speaking of winners, y'all, Britney Spears is blasting her parents on social media. Y'all, she hopped on IG last night and claimed her mother is the one who planted the idea of the conservatorship in her father, Jamie Spears' head.
Oh.
And in a deleted post, she said, my dad may have started the conservatorship 13 years ago, but what people don't know is that my mom is the one who gave him the idea. She continued, she secretly ruined my life. And yes, I will call her out and Lou Taylor out on it. So take your whole I have no idea what's going on attitude and go f*** yourself. Come on, grown up Britney Spears, speak your mind. Now, Lisa Ray, sister, you think it was right for Britney Spears to call out her mom like this online?
I will say this, everything has played out in the public, and I think that she has a duty to her fans to be able to know how to support her in this, and I think she needs them. So I think that her saying, hey, I am okay, and I've always been okay, and I'm not okay with my mother not speaking to me and taking over my life like that. I think that they need to know the you know what's going on and what's behind the scenes.
I agree with you, too, because while they blaming her dad, it's her mom's thing too. She's part of it.
Well, Lisa Ray and Brad, honey, how did y'all deal with the drama, honey, y'all had playing out online?
Well, you know what? Everybody know that my sister don't play and I bow down to my sister. So whatever it is we got going on, we're gonna get over it. So I ain't care what people had to say. I didn't feed into it. My sister had a couple of drinks and she was already mad at me. So that didn't help. But everything is good now and we love each other and that's a forever thing. Know that.
Well, I don't think I can say anything, but I will add this. For me, it was a lesson learned. I was honest. I was true to my feelings and my emotions. That is definitely what kind of person I am. But it taught me that just because you're the bigger sister doesn't mean that you can't bow down too.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, I love you.
All right, guys. It is time for the dish debate.
Dish debate.
Cash Doll then started a whole frenzy on Twitter and fans had a lot to say about it. This is what she tweeted that caused the whole debate online. I think women take men back over and over again because they're afraid of being alone.
A lot of women take men back because, honey, they don't want to be alone. But my thing is, though, it's a sad thing, honey. If that man cheated on you, honey, one time, he gonna cheat a damn again.
Let me ask this because this may be a devil's advocate thing. What if it takes that one time to make and build you all stronger to realize the mistake you made makes you guys stronger? What if that happens?
That's tough. That's real tough.
Because I think I say this all the time. It's always easier to walk away from the relationship. It always is harder to put the work in.
Right,
so,
yes.
Like, if that little slip up makes you realize what you missed and y'all built your relationship stronger, then it was worth the time y'all put in.
If somebody cheated, I am the person who's scared of being alone. So, like, it's one of those things where it's like, I would definitely take somebody back if they came back and they were, like, really sincerely apologizing and stuff like that.
I feel like I'm the opposite of Tanner because I've had people around me my whole life. The only thing I want is to be alone at this point.
All right, moving on. Game of Thrones star Gemma Whalen revealed the sex scenes on the show were a frenzied mess, which sounds like an excellent Friday night. Now, she played the role of Yara Greyjoy and had several racy scenes on the series, and she claims that her and her co-stars were almost literally left to get it on by the directors. She said, he used to just say, when we shout action, go for it, and it can sort of be a frenzied mess. A director might say a bit of boob biting, then slap her on the bum, and then go, but I'd always talk to it with the other actor. Guys, this is wild. Now, Lisa Ray, you've been in lots of TV shows, lots of movies. Have you ever had a scene where you had to get with, like, you know, have you ever had one of those, you ever had a racy scene and you had to, like, figure it out on your own?
First of all, I want to say words mean a lot. So if the director said, you know, slap her on the bum and some, you know, biting, it's almost like, wait a minute, hold on. But you do have a mutual respect between each other to talk to that person that's in the scene with you and say, hey, what's too far?
Right.
What's too much?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And then sometime when the director says, go for it, he means you guys figure it out. Do whatever what makes you comfortable. And when you got hired for that role, you knew what you was getting into.
Right. It's in the script.
So it's up to you how good you're going to deliver that script. And how good you're going
to
bite.
Now, Brad, when you did that sex scene on The Shy, did you have to check in with the actress to make sure what was okay to do and what not to do?
You know what? I was so nervous. I needed her to talk to me. And she coached me through it. And it was all good. She made me kind of like ease my nerves. And it was cool. It was cool. And I didn't mind because she made me very comfortable, you know, and taught me the ropes. So it was cool. Plus, my baby was like, f*** her like you f*** me, so
oh.
I had to go. I'm not used to hearing all of that. That's real. That's TMI. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Well, y'all, the American Music Awards is about to be super lit. Oh, because 5-time American Music Award winner Cardi B has just been announced as this year's host. So you know it's going to be a total vibe. Now, let me tell y'all what Cardi said. Cardi said, when I received the invite to host the AMAs, I was so excited. I'm ready to bring my personality to the AMA stage. Now, what y'all think Cardi going to do? I know she going to kill it. What y'all think?
Yo, Cardi B is halfway a stand-up comedian, so she is built for hosting live TV events. She's going to kill it.
And she going to be fly. She know how to dress, too. Yes.
Well, now, y'all know, honey, she just bought that big old mansion, honey, right outside of her hometown in New Jersey, honey. Mm. So you know this girl going to need every coin that she could get, honey, outside of New York City, at least I should say.
She ain't slacking on coins, honey. She got it coming every which direction.
Thing.
She is not slacking on coins.
Yeah.
She got plenty of movies
she
coming
got,
her way.
She
directors,
got
people. Yeah, endorsements. Oh. She got it. She got it.
All
she can buy
right.
10 more houses.
And if she ain't got it, her husband got it. So that means they got
okay.
it.
Okay.
All right, guys. It's time for
Yes,
and today we have one third of Destiny's Child, Kelly Rowland, looking beautiful as ever. Now, the singer posted a video of y'all wearing a beautiful leopard dress, honey, with the wind just blowing through her hair ever so gently, baby. Just blowing, baby. Now, look at her, honey. Isn't she beautiful?
Yes,
she is.
Great.
Some of that Beyonce fan. You know, I just love Kelly, you know?
Now, you know, they say Beyonce might be mad with her, honey, because that was her look, the fan.
To me, this is not a thirst trap, y'all. She is covered. She looks classy and beautiful, and she's giving you sexy at the same time. I love it.
I'm going to have to call it a thirst trap because of the way that it actually made me feel. And I had no idea that Kelly Rowland's things was stanging like that.
That's definitely a thirst trap.
No.
Kelly just had some augmentation, allegedly, and that's why she's showing it, period.
No. I don't think she's had
Come
any augmentation
on, man.
At
you gotta
all.
Be on social media and look good. She did it classy.
It's a video behind the scenes. It looks like maybe a photo shoot's going on. I'm not getting
exactly.
super thirst trap vibes.
I want to be behind her scene.
Okay, coming up, we're going to tell you why Nick Lachey says he'll never read his ex-wife Jessica Simpson's memoirs right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, now last year, Jessica Simpson opened her heart to the world with her best-selling memoir, Open Book. But one person who didn't open that book, child, is Jessica's ex-husband, Nick Lachey. Now, Nick explained his reasoning to Andy Cohen on Radio Andy. Check this out.
Well, here's the thing, right? I mean, obviously I knew the book was coming out, but I lived the book. You know what I mean? I know what the truth is, so I don't need to read it. Read someone's version of it in a story. You know, I know it. I lived it. So, no, I never read it.
Tanner, do you agree with Nick's logic, Tanner? I mean, would you feel the same way if you were him?
I, if it were me, like, I would probably, you know, look, for real, I would honestly buy the book in the middle of the night. I would make sure nobody saw me, and I would just, like, skim to the pages that maybe had my name, and I'd read those, and that would be it. But I do understand him saying that he doesn't want to read it. It was a long time ago. They got divorced in, like, 2005. Like, it's water under the bridge, you know?
I think both of them have moved on. I think that not reading it doesn't cloud his head and judgment.
But if the shoe was on the other foot, do you think that Jessica would read a book that Nick wrote?
She probably would.
We're talking about
she would.
She would. She would because she's a lady and ladies do stuff like that. But he should just hush up and don't make public speeches about that because it's making them look real bitter. Because she's more successful.
Well, he was asked about it.
Well, if she's making him look, if she's making him look bad, he's got a right to defend himself. And he also said, I know what the truth is, almost insinuating her book ain't the whole truth.
And that's why I said his truth is his truth.
He seems kind of unbothered.
I'm sure somebody has told him what's in this book. Like, I bet he knows. He might not have read it.
Right.
But I know one thing. I bet you his wife wearing some of Jessica's shoes, honey. So, babe, he could just stop
asking. Ain't. No, she ain't. They show ain't.
But they
she went Louboutin.
They ain't
red bottom, whatever. Ain't nobody. She ain't shopping at Macy's or wherever they sell them.
Yeah.
I heard those shoes are like Starberries for women.
It's crop season.
Guys, it's always sad. It's always sad when couples break up, but I want to see what you think about this. You know that show Sister Wives? Okay. The stars, Cody and Christine Brown, have ended their relationship after 27 years. Now, that's a long time, but Christine was the third wife to come into Cody's polygamist family, and even though they were not legally married, they were, quote, spiritually married, and they have six kids together. Lisa Ray.
Oh,
yikes. Lisa Ray, do you think it's easier to get spiritually divorced than legally divorced? And could you ever be a sister wife?
Well, first of all, no, I'm not going to ever be a sister wife because I'm just, I just want the man to have eyes for me only. I want it to stay just,
selfish,
you know, I'm selfish, right. But spiritually divorced or divorced legally, I think it's one and the same because I think that being married, period, is on a spiritual level.
Well, spiritually divorced to me seems better than legally because legally they can take half and do all this stuff. But spiritual, like, thank the Lord, bless you. I'm keeping everything I got and you get nothing. So I like spiritually better than legally.
See, I feel like what's mine is mine, what's yours is mine.
Hello? You won't do me like Wendy's husband did her.
Spiritually married also sounds like one of those things that you might say in the club on Saturday night, like, I would like to spiritually marry you.
I do.
With a little bit of Hennessy in you. Yeah, yeah.
All right, so if you like to cook, you gotta see this. It's the Cuisinart Stainless Steel Countertop Griddler. It may look like a simple panini press at first, but this griddler is five cooking machines in one.
And it's heavy. That's right, Head Crack. It has five cooking options, including contact grill, panini press, full grill, full griddle, and half grill, half griddle.
I need one of those.
I like panini. That means you can make bacon and eggs, pancakes and sausages, grilled cheese sandwiches, panini steaks, hamburgers, and more.
Oh, my God, I'm hungry.
Honey, I'm getting hungry right now, baby. Plus, it has dual temperature controls to make sure food is cooked properly. So, Head Crack, tell everybody how much it is.
Check this out. This griddler has been seen as high as $155. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's just $69.
Woo! Oh, my God. 60. Oh, honey.
Get your panini on. You know what to do. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Hurry up.
All right, y'all. Up next, it's Girl Talk with me and my sister Lisa Ray. So come right back. You don't want to miss that.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, welcome back. All right, so me and my big sister Lisa Ray McCoy and I are ready to have a little bit of girl talk. So we asked our dishettes out there if they needed a little sisterly advice on topics like dating, career, or just life in general. And of course, we got a slew of responses, but only have time to answer a few. So let's get into it. You ready, sis?
Let's do it. We're going to keep it 100. You know that because it's straight from the hip. That's how we do.
Okay, y'all. First question is this. Gary, would you do the honors, please?
Yes. It's the Diary of Love from Instagram wrote, y'all. Dear Brad and Lisa Ray, I'm in love, honey, and I don't want to look stupid. But how do you know you found the right one?
First of all, you can't go into this saying that you don't want to look stupid, because I would love to be stupidly in love and just openly in love, but I know what it is that you're saying. And I would say to be open-minded, to not be fearful of your future, of what you're feeling right now in the moment. If that person makes you feel good and everything is in order with the list of what you are looking for in your life and a partner, then move forward and don't be afraid of what may happen in the future, because that's going to stop you from living right now.
Oh, right. And it's important to have that chemistry in the beginning, but don't go too fast, because people change later down the line. So you make sure you go through every emotion, upset, happy, sad, crying, and see how that person reacts to your emotions. To me, that's what will make the best partner in life.
Oh, that's an excellent point. Next question is from MS_WMS67. She said, some don't always understand when I say family isn't always blood. Do you agree?
Well, here I am again. See, what do you mean family is not always blood? You can't change your family because you have the same blood. You mean to say sometimes family don't act like their blood? And that is
blood is thicker than water sometimes. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Sometimes your family will cut you worse than your friends. So you consider your friends who are closer than you and love you better to be family.
Because they're extended family, which makes them family.
Now, this one is messy. We got Karen Aluza 75. She wrote, how long should a separated woman wait for her husband to pay for his half of the divorce papers?
I wouldn't know about that. Punk, that's on you.
I walked away like Tina Turner. I didn't have anything but my name still left, you know, so I didn't get anything. So I'm still waiting. Ding, 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 ding.
All right, y'all, here's the last one. And I can't believe somebody had the audacity, darling, to ask this question. And they claiming to be the real Brad and Judy. But they want to know if you're attending my wedding. First of all, she ain't even got to answer this. The answer is yes, even if 100%. We got to move our schedules around. That's going to be forever. Know that.
Next question.
So Lisa Ray, are you going to give Brad away?
Now you starting. I'm not sure. I care about the union. I care about witnessing it. I care about being there and feeling the emotions of happiness of this union.
Oh.
Hello. And ain't nothing else to say after that.
That's the mic drop right there.
There it is. Boom.
So now that you got all up in our business and we help you with yours, we family now. So make sure keep it locked right here for more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, you know who did not smell what The Rock was cooking? Vin Diesel. The two have had a little beef since 2016, but while their feud has died down, the Vin Diesel jokes in The Rock's movies have not. Okay, take a look at what The Rock tells the Jess Cagel show about his new movie Red Notice having a Vin joke in it.
People think these jokes come from me, and they actually don't. I mean, you'd be surprised just how many people come to me with, I got a great one. I'm like, okay. I got another great Vin Diesel. I'm sure you do.
Yo, The Rock is a pretty slick dude, and his comebacks are always sharp and precise. I feel like it's half and half. Just so he's not taking all of the brunt, I feel like The Rock comes up with some of this stuff on his own.
But he's a big enough star to be able to control his dialogue and the jokes in his movies, to be honest. So if he didn't want to say it, he didn't have to say it.
I don't think these guys like each other.
And it's probably jealousy there, too, because they both are the same hue. It's probably a lot of jealousy going on because Rock want to be the only tan-skinned person, and Vin Diesel kind of came out tannish first, so I don't know.
Now, Lisa Ray and Brad, if someone mentions your name as a joke in a song, TV show, or movie, y'all going to clap back or not?
Nicki Minaj got me in her phone. You know, and I just wait for her to, you know, write my part of it so I could do a rebuttal or put me in the video or something. Let's get together. And it makes you relevant. That means you talking about me. Thank you.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.